This year, we are scrapping the Week in Review and putting in a weekly entry into our journal.
So this week was the first one back for the Christmas and New Year break, and we hit the ground running with the help of Pauline Hanson. Now, the cash for cane toads thing was a bit out there, I have to admit. She explained it's not the first time a cane toad collection has come up.
The cane toad collection happened in the 1970s, late 60s, 1970s. And it was not too far from you, really, around Ingham.
Mm. There you go.
They had a cane toad collection then, and it was for the Apex Club. And they paid 5 cents a cane toad. They sold them to the universities, and in turn, the money that they raised was near $15,000. And that money they then used, they got compensated by the federal and state governments, dollar for dollar, and they raised $40,000 on a collection of 65,000 cane toads. They built the hall for the senior citizens' units, and they called it Toad Hall.
Seriously?
So there you go.
That's awesome. Our promotions manager, Anita, was taking the mickey out of us by keeping the Christmas tree in the studio up until we got back from the holiday break. But it got us thinking about when the tree was meant to come down. Shaz called us to let us know.
Tradition has it comes down on the 1st of January. So it goes up on the 1st of December and comes down on the 1st of January.
But what about the hangover being New Year's Day?
Well, I do mine the 2nd, so there you go.
Right.
So it's not tradition in your place then.
It's state tradition.
Right, okay.
Maury Fatnauna, he's the new CEO of the QCCS Mackay Cutters, came in for a chat. His last name is quite familiar.
Plenty of the fat nanas. I always get asked the question, are you related to the other fat nanas? I say, yep, I'm related to all of them.
Because there's a lot of them in our region.
There are. It's a very well-known name in Mackay. And,
I think that's why when you were named as the CEO of the Mackay Cutters, people were like, aha.
I think that only lasts for a little while, though, Jay. It's important to carry on what Troy's left behind. He's left a fantastic club.
It's a big legacy to
I think it's important to recognise his efforts over the last couple of years. He's done a fantastic job.
He's a great guy. We're going to miss him for sure. So 2019, though, you're literally on the ground and running now. How are you finding the whole process?
Busy. What's the time now? It's quite early now. Yesterday was my first day.
Yeah.
A few meetings and phone calls and things like that. But no, it's exciting. And the whole club's really, really excited. You know, really, really excited for a fresh start of the year.
What's the hard thing to get your head around?
Players' names. It's pretty important.
Now, after the Christmas New Year's break, many parents get stuck into the back-to-school mode. Jay and I were reminiscing about putting contact on all the books before the first day of school. Bron, though, she doesn't do it, but she told us about another option.
You get these plastic slip covers now that are so, so much easier.
Oh, but that was part of the fun, trying to organise to get the bubbles out of the contact on the paper.
Oh, yeah. And getting a ruler and trying to sort of scrape it with the ruler so the bubbles would go out.
Yeah. So what are the plastic slip things? Like, what do you do?
They're just you just buy them. You can put some paper on the book or pictures on the front or whatever, and then you just slide the two covers into the cover, and they last more than 1 year if your kids aren't too brutal.
Boring.
After that, we thought we'd try a hand at contacting a book in the space of 2 minutes. Hayley from ESA, who did the Christmas gift wrapping at Caneland Central last year, was the judge on who won the challenge.
Thinking Star Wars, I would choose Dave, but then I think that might throw you off, and it was actually Jay, because I think Jay might have been talking for 2 minutes as well as trying to wrap.
She knows us too well.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, and that this one was the psychedelic pattern was Dave.
You're wrong. Oh my god! I thought you were going to go for that.
Yeah. Okay. You won.
I know.
Yeah.
You beauty.
That's the first entry in the Jay and Dave journal. If you can't get enough, download the Triple M app and listen to the catch ups in full.
Wake up with your mates,
Jay and Dave, for breakfast.
Mackay and the Wit Sundays.
Triple M.
Triple M.